Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nivesesa Sunyavadi Paskatyari Satarine Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Sya Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Panamami Hari Priye He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Govaktavinda Pancha Kalpataru Vaisya Kripa Sindhu Vaiva Cha Paritagam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Dvasta Brahma Marala Kujita Varea Ojeshwari Nupura Kvanir Ujita Vaiva Vastava Vibho Vangshi Prasuta Kala Lapta Shashta Samasta Nara Nagari Samraja Lakshmim Param Aradhya Pramadatkada Shravanayo Dvanvena Mandena Me So, though the heart of Rupa Goswami is now practically melting with a feeling of worthlessness, he simultaneously has great hope and praise for a great, great blessing. O all-powerful Krishna, he prays, will my dull ears ever be able to hear your flute music mingling with the tinkle of Sri Radha's ankle bells, which alone defeat the warbling of Brahma's swan? That combined sound is the sovereign goddess of the city of sublime sounds. Sri Shamasundara's flute song, enriched by the melody of Sri Radha's ankle bells, is the essence of all vibrations that give pleasure to the ear. Okay. I think we still need to concentrate a little. So here's the prayer in Valadev Vidyabhushana's words. O all-powerful Lord, when will I be able to worship the sweet melodies issuing from the flute? When will I be able to serve that song with my ears? What is special about this music? Well, this flute music is enriched with the tinkling of Ujeshwari Sridhara's anchor bells. What does the tinkling of her anchor bells do? It defeats the warbling of Brahma's royal swan carrier. Warbling is the sound which swans make. It is quite beautiful, apparently. What is the combined sound of the flute and the anchor bells like? Well, that sound is glorious. It is the queen goddess reigning over the metropolis of sublime sound, having achieved sovereignty over all melodies. When, oh when, will I be able to hear the ringing of Sri Radhika's anchor bells dancing to your flute song in the Rasa Mandala? So, Rupa Goswami here prays for a vision of the Rasa Mandala, the Rasa dance, and he especially wants something to treat his dull materialistic ears. Our ears are contaminated by so much material sound, which leaves so many material impressions. And he wants that this gets cleared up by a special orchestra, that is the sound of the flute mixed or combined with the sound of the tinkling of the anchor bells of Srimati Radharani. Now this is a wonderful scene. Krishna plays his flute and Srimati Radhika dances in wonderful and gracious ways, and while she does so, she steps in the rhythm of Krishna's flute song, so that the tinkling of the anchor bell is synchronized or harmonized with the up-moving and down-moving gamanas, or the musical scales. Krishna goes up and down. I mean, much more beautiful, obviously. So Radha's anchor bells keep the rhythm. Sometimes Krishna and Radha dance holding, being very close together. Sometimes they are separated and then come together in the dance, while the Sakis around fan soft breezes to the divine couple. They apply perfume and shower flowers on Radha and Krishna as they dance and play this wonderful music, this flute music, and the accompanying tingle. So Rupa Goswami says that this is the best sound you can hear. There is no better sound. He says it's the metropolis, the capital town of sound. You know, I have heard that Delhi and Mumbai are the capital towns here of India. You will not find more people than in these two towns. It's the fullest amount of people. So the fullest amount of sound is to be found in the metropolis of the town, of the sound, that is this a flute song of Krishna mixed with the tinkling of Radha's anchor bells. You know, when a conditioned soul or any soul hears or gets the first realization of Krishna, he always hears Krishna approaching by either his flute or the tinkle of his anchor bells. This is described in Narada Muni's life as he was meditating with his mantra, which he had received on Krishna. He was overcome by Bhava, and then he actually heard the Lord approaching, and he heard first the sound. Like if you think now, there is a part, a lecture, and music going on. I suppose in Anyur, we are not seeing the singers and the lecturers, but we are already hearing the sound. If we would follow now the path of the sound, we would easily come to this pandal, I think, and we would see the lecturer and his musical band. So in the same way, Krishna announces himself not through our eyes, but through our ears. We first hear Radha Krishna and Rupa Goswami now praise for a revelation of this divine sound. In the next verse, he is still now thinking about revelation through divine sound, and I will read this to you, the next verse and the verse after. Stambam prabanchayatiya shikipincha moli veno api pravalayan svarabanga muchay nada kadakshanamavapsyati te mahatya vrindavaneshwari same shavanati titvam. O Vrindavaneshwari Sri Radhika, the sound of your veena overpowers and silences the flute song of he who is crowned with a peacock feather. When will the music of your veena reach my ears? O Vrindavaneshwari, this is the commentary of Baladev Vidyabhushana. When will your most eminent Mahati Veena, it's called the Mahati Veena, come within the range of my ears? What does this sound do? Well, it stops and silences even the flute playing of Sri Krishna, who is crowned with a peacock plume. When Sri Krishna hears that veena, he is so captivated that he starts playing his flute off key. Then the sound falters and finally stops altogether. Will I ever be able to hear your veena's melody for just a moment? So this is a very, 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 very interesting verse. Here, Srimati Radhika's wonderful ability to twang the strings of her Mahati Veena is glorified. She plays so enchanting that this music is able to touch the heart of Krishna. And the result of her playing the Mahati Veena is that Krishna first is so captivated that he starts playing his flute off key. That never happens. It's like, you know, when the flute is let us say the melody is, I can only think of very obvious, very simple example. This is the melody. So Krishna goes, at this moment the sound of the veena of Radharani reaches his heartstrings, and he doesn't continue. But he goes totally off key. It is not in the right melody any longer. It's too high. And then the music begins to tremble. It falters. Already Ananda Chaitanya is also totally bewildered by this narration. It's so powerful. And finally, when Krishna cannot even keep on his wrong playing, and then he stops altogether playing and only listens to Krishna. That's Radharani's veena playing. This shows that the veena playing of Radharani totally captivates Krishna's heart. And he's not able to continue what he's doing. There is a very, very nice, very nice lila in this connection, which I want to share with you. Imagine the Vrindavan forest. There are trees, and around the trees are vines, which all bear fragrant flowers. There's a soft breeze which carries the scent of the flowers and the honey, so that the whole atmosphere is really pervaded with sweetness. And in this atmosphere, the honeybees are entering, and they start to sing. It's very good fragrance. All the forest creatures shiver in ecstasy, and the cuckoo is there who constantly sings in the fifth note, a sound which induces loving emotions. There are the lilies and lotus flowers and other flowers which float in the dark waves of the Yamuna. There are the warbling swans, the ducks, and other water animals. All of a sudden, into this sweet forest scene, comes the dark prince of Vrindavan with Radha. And they walk next to the bank of the Yamuna. Radharani at this moment feels so overwhelmed with the presence of Krishna that she starts to sing a song which overwhelms the heart of Krishna. They are all by themselves. The Sakis are some in another part of the forest. Only the divine couple is going on a path near the Yamuna. And the Yamuna is very cool, and Radha sings to Krishna. She thinks, I always keep your feet in my heart, From the childhood on, I have a loving mother who has always taken care of me. And then my girlfriends came and they also showered me with so much love. But when I'm with you, I feel that my life has a new life. It is born. You are the life of my life. Your affection is greater than the affection of my loving mother and my girlfriends. You are the eyeliner which surrounds my eyes. You are the ornaments on my body, and you are the moon which gives meaning and strength to my life. She sings like this in a beautiful song. And Krishna starts to cry tears of affection. And he also sings back to Radha. I always think of you, Radha. When I sing your names, I can't stay calm any longer. When I see your beautiful form appearing in my heart, I lose my composure. I cannot enjoy Vrindavan without you, only because you are here. Does my mind find peace? And ultimately, I must tell you, we are always known by two names, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar. Radha is always first. You are also always first in my life. So in this way, the divine couple walks through the wonderful, on the bank of the Jamuna, and they are totally overwhelmed by loving emotions for each other, and they sing like this. And so Rupa Goswami writes a verse about this. Kasya sambhavati, kasya sambhavati hatat aharva yatra vang prabhu varo kalagiti. Unnamang maduri momi samrita duskritam shravano vidonoti. O Supreme Masters, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, when will that day come in my life when you sing such a melodious duet flooded with waves of sweetness that it washes away all inauspiciousness from my ears? So this is the desire of Rupa Goswami to one day hear this beautiful duet. Duet means the song sung by two. Only when Rupa Goswami has the feeling that she is Rupa Manjari can hear the divine couple singing together, only then he feels the inauspiciousness is washed away from his eyes, from his ears. Valadev Vidyabhushana writes in this way, O your excellencies, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, will such a day come when I hear the two of you suddenly burst into song, a soft and melodious duet that purges my ears of all mundane sound vibration? When will that day be mine? So this is the aspiration of Radha, of a devotee of Krishna. Now, it's very important that devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness start to become clear about their aspirations. It is said in the scripture, in the Upanishads, that whatever you think of while you do sadhana, that is what you will obtain in your next life. You must be very careful, apparently, when you do sadhana or spiritual practices. It's very important that you have the proper aspirations. If during your sadhana you only go over your material life again and again, your problems or your health problems, your worries and your attachments, then in your next life you will get these health problems, these worries and these attachments. But when you do sadhana and you think of your spiritual aspirations while you do sadhana, then the sadhana will bring you the fulfillment of your spiritual aspirations. Sadhana is something like a powerhouse, like a power which is generated, and your thought is the direction in which this power will bring you. If you have mundane thoughts while you do sadhana, then the power which is generated, the spiritual power of the sadhana, will bring you in the direction of worldliness and mundane things. So you must be very careful to be attentive while you do your spiritual practices, and you cannot allow that your mind goes into worldly things. Even though your mind may be completely worldly and full with mundane attachments, like most of us have, during sadhana, it's very important that you focus your mind on something sublime, something high. That's why during sadhana we usually sit before our deities, before pictures, we read prayers which focus our minds in a high way, because we know of the power of sadhana and the necessity to direct our attention to a transcendental goal. The Upanishad says, what a man thinks of during his sadhana, that he will attain in his next life. There's a there's a negative example of this from the Mahabharata. It's about Amba, who somehow wanted to marry Bhishma, but Bhishma had taken a vow of lifelong brahmachari and could not marry this Amba. You remember Bhishma kidnapped these three girls for his brother Vichitravirya, and so one of them, Amba, found great fascination with Bhishma and wanted to marry him. So this became a problem. Bhishma said no to Amba, and Amba said, either I marry you, or either you marry me, or in my next life I will kill you. So Amba worshipped Lord Shiva. That was her sadhana. And by the mercy of Lord Shiva, because she was focused, while she did her mantra chanting, on getting a position from where it was possible to kill Bhishma, so by the power of her sadhana, she became Shikhandini. Remember? And she was actually the she was used in order to kill grandfather Bhishma. I don't really want to go into the details of this story. My point here is, she thought while she was doing her sadhana of this mission to be harmful to grandfather Bhishma, and as a result of her meditation doing her sadhana, she actually became a harmful person. She actually took a corresponding birth. So in our spiritual life, it is extremely important, during our sadhana, it's extremely important to direct the mind on something which is sublime. And Rupa Goswami's prayers here are helping us to develop these divine aspirations. It is described in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that the best type of sadhana which will bring you to obtain love in your heart, which is the guarantee to have the darshan of Radha and Krishna, that is the best type of sadhana is that devotion that consists mainly of singing and meditating about the Braj pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and which is made splendid by Nam Sankirtan, causes Braj Prema to awaken. So your bhakti should consist of singing and meditating about Radha's pastime, Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, and then you should give spiritual power to your meditation by Nam Sankirtan, and as a result, Braj Prem or the love of Vrindavan will come in your heart. It's a wonderful sadhana, isn't it? It's very simple. While you're here in Vrindavan, you just read about Radha Krishna's pastimes, and you think about what you read, and you can also sing some songs. There are good songs to be sung. Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pavesha or Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna Pranamora. Yuga Radha Krishna Pranamora. Yuga Radha Krishna. You can think of these, you can sing these, and then from time to time you sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And this will bring Braja pain into your heart. This is good. The sadhana of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Do you like this? From Sanatana Goswami. So these prayers, for me, they are like meditations about Radha Krishna. The flute music, which mingles with the tinkling of Radha Krishna's anchor bells, and then the Radhika sound of her veena, you know, you can, which overpowers and silences the flute song. Sometimes when Radha plays on her Mahati Veena, Shri Krishna comes and plays his flute in such a way that it sounds like the Vipanchita Veena. It's a different type of Veena too. I can't tell you the difference between these two types of Veenas, but they are different. So Krishna wants to match his flute to the sound of Radha's playing. And finally, Rupa Goswami wants to hear the singing of Radha Krishna. which is a melodious duet, say, walk around on the banks of the Jamuna. And then this river of sound from Radha Krishna's theme is like a second Yamuna, which washes all the dirt and contamination from the heart of our, into the ears of our Rupa Goswami. That is his prayer, at least. But I really would like to focus your attention once again on this this point of a, while you do your sadhana, you must be very conscious of what you think of. Sometimes I think the reason why I am still so much caught in the material energy is that during my sadhana, I very much sometimes am overwhelmed with the busy activities of the preacher. I think of the car and if there's enough benzene in, and so on, and other things. Many times human relationships are so difficult to digest because humans are so complicated beings, and my sadhana is sometimes invaded by the army of foreign thoughts. But if this continues, then this will not be so good for transcendental life. So it's really important. This is what I learned from this book, Utkalika Valari, to focus my mind during the sadhana on spiritual things. I think during sadhana, we should really make it an exclusive time to be together with Radha and Krishna. After all, bhajan means to search for Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna have searched for us, they found us, because they made an arrangement that we became connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants. They have searched and found us in this dark material world. Now it's our duty to start our search for Radha and Krishna. And that we do especially during the processes of singing and hearing about Krishna. We have to search for them until we find them. There may be nice verses which can help us to bring us to Krishna. These nice verses, especially the Ashtakams of the Goswamis, are compared to be like horses. Especially Rupa Goswami's writings are considered to be a Chintamani horse. So Raghunath Das Goswami prays, when will I climb on this horse of Rupa Goswami's mind? Bhagavati, guten Morgen. Es war jetzt das fünfte Mal, wo du eingeschlafen bist. Dann habe ich gedacht, jetzt wecke ich dich mal auf. Ich habe es mitgezehrt. Es ist sehr wichtig, es ist very good. You can bring your mind on the horse of Rupa Goswami's thoughts, which will quickly carry you to Radha Krishna. Krishna. A new season comes. Yeah, this is my little... So we heard three verses of Rupa Goswami. In the first verse, he wanted to hear the best of all sounds, the flute of Radha and Krishna, of the flute of Krishna, I'm sorry, mixed with the anchor bells of Radharani during the Rasa dance. I heard once a Leela while I was on Braj Mandal Parikrama that sometimes Radha and Krishna dance, and then Krishna, who has a very fine sense of hearing, notes that there's something missing. And he doesn't really know what it is. So something is missing. He plays his flute. Then he notices, the Radha has danced so much that one of her anchor bells has slipped, but she is not even aware of it. So Krishna then plays his flute and moves in such a new way. He dances in such a new way that he bends down and gets the lost anchor bell, which has fallen behind a bush, and then fixes it very quickly on Radharani's ankle. And no one notices what he did. He's so wonderful as a dancer and as a flutist. No one ever notices. So this divine Leela, the devotee wants to also hear this sound. He wants to hear. Imagine what it is if you hear all of a sudden these two sounds together. Or the second is Krishna's flute and the Mahati Veena of Radharani. That's another sound. It's a very nice picture. You can maybe see from here. Krishna is with the flute and Radha with the Veena. Rupa Goswami wants to hear that. And the third is he wants to hear how the divine couple walk on the side of the Yamuna, on the bank of the Yamuna. They lovingly sing to each other these songs where they express their hearts to each other that he wishes to hear. So my point was that you may not feel qualified, or you may not relate to these very high and first class aspirations, but during your sadhana you also have to have some orientation, some connection, some aspiration, because your sadhana will bring you where you think of. If you think of material things, like Amba thought of material things, then you will be born in a situation where you can fulfill your material longings. But if you chant your perform your sadhana with these high spiritual aspirations, goals and desires, you will get that. When I was coming today here with my bicycle, Zausebraus, it was especially fast, this bicycle today. I was not even driving it, drove on its own by it. So then I just needed to sit on Zausebraus, and I had enough time to think deeply about sadhana. I was both enthused and also shocked by this point, which I had written about already in my book Nam Rahasya. There I had quoted this verse from the Upanishad, which says that whatever you think of during your sadhana, that is what you will attain. I was really thinking very much about it. I was full of hope, because I have experienced during Govardhan Parikrama especially, when you have high and positive desires, you somehow feel they will be fulfilled. Have you made this experience? When you go around Giriraj and your mind is on the high spiritual things, you somehow know, eventually, whenever Giriraj thinks it's time, he will fulfill it. You have that certainty in your heart that everything is alright. This is given by the Dharma Shakti. That feeling is given by the Dharma Shakti, but also it is fulfilled by the Dharma Shakti. Whatever person thinks of when he does parikrama, that will be fulfilled eventually. Material and spiritual desires. Therefore, so many Brijbasis are going around Giriraj because they have the experience. It's in the tradition, in the folklore, in the recorded experiences of Braj, that people who, for instance, didn't have children, after a Govardhan Parikrama, they were able to have children. I have heard many such things, or people who were poor got enough money to maintain their families, and many desires have been fulfilled. There are Babas here who do 3 Govardhan Parikramas a day. Can you imagine? They start at very early, and then they come home, then they do the service of their little of their deities, then they eat a little something, and then do the second parikrama, and then they cook a meal for the deities, and offer and eat and rest a little, and then do the third parikrama. And there's even one who does 4 parikramas on Ekadasi, only on, because he feels he doesn't need anything more in his spiritual life. He chants while he does it because he has seen that Giriraj fulfills all the desires. That's his experience. That's therefore he does it. The principle is again very simple. He does a spiritual practice, in this case circumambulation, and he focuses his mind on some spiritual desire. Now you must be very careful as Vaishnavas what you want from the Lord. You should not do something which entangles you further into material life. You should find a desire which is very much, which your heart can enthusiastically embrace. There must be something in your personality which you feel you can't live without it. It may be a taste for the Srimad Bhagavatam, or it may be better Vaishnav association, send me Vaishnava so that I can survive in this desert-like life, and so on. There is something which is a desire which can, let me say, where you can become more fit for devotional service, more fit in Krishna consciousness, more alive in your spiritual life. Such desires are very necessary and very good. Maybe you are at the moment not so fit spiritually, so it's not a material desire to ask the Lord, please make me more fit for serving you, like that. And if that is a desire, if you can unearth such a desire, on earth. It means you can dig it out of your heart. Then it's very good. But if you just go with a dull mind around Giriraj, you will desire, oh, hopefully my feet will not be hurt. Oh, at least that's always my big thought. if I'm not take care, or you would think, hopefully I won't get a cold. You know, you can't stop desiring. It's the living entity cannot exist without a desire. So you have to see that it is desires which make you more fit in devotional service. And they will be certainly granted, because this is what we learn from such prayer. You know, Rupa Goswami only wants to serve the Lord, and he wants to be awakened for this service. A nice point, isn't it? This, with the, think of while you do your sadhana. That's, for instance, the Babaji's, they think of a mentally conceived or constructed spiritual identity in which they wish to serve the Lord, and while they do their sadhana. That is one school. Our school is different. We just wish to serve the Lord, and we leave it up to the Lord to reinstate us into a position where he wishes us. You know, we don't want to enter into this realm with our own concepts and thoughts, but we feel this will be realized. Hare Krishna. Yes. So good. So what is the time now?
59.
Oh, good. Means I had the feeling that it's a little late. I think we will end here. Thank you very much. And I wish you a wonderful restful night. And hope that you will be able to think about this point. It's a real important point. It's not something which you should forget immediately when you leave this room, Rangadevi and Rangini and Syamna and Chaitanya. You should think about this when you leave the room, and move this in your heart and in your mind, and come to something. What I was thinking when I was on Sausebraus, on the bicycle, it has to be careful. And I had a wonderful realization today. Today was not the easiest day, by Krishna's mercy. We completed, but it was really like the best offering of holy names ever done in my life. But I was just thinking, I was chanting, and I was a little bit chanting like, I wish I could now finish my rounds. You know, I wish it's only, let's see how many more. Okay. 8 rounds, that's nothing, but I wish they would be over. Then as I was chanting like this, there was a kirtan party. I think they go around Govinda Kund every evening, or every evening? Morning and evening. And they were dancing and singing this song. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It was clearly the Om Jaya Jaya Gadisha song put together, melodies in a new way. But they sing it with so much joy. Everyone sang it in a different tune. It was off key, but it was so joyous. It was such a joyous kirtan that I thought, my God, they are so joyful and so blissful. And this must reach for sure the ears of Krishna. It is so joyful, so inspired. And I began to think, when I do my japa, I should also offer this joyfully, not now with the idea, when is this over? and it really inspired me. I was really singing along and laughing by their musical skills, how they could turn such a song, popular song, into the Hare Krishna mantra. And I was really happy. And then I remembered how Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Sarana should be done ulasa, with joy. It should be like a festival. It's a loving search for Krishna. It's not a gruesome austerity. It's something which you lovingly and happily do for Krishna. Otherwise, how will Krishna think, you know, when you are forcing yourself, so many rounds, okay, let me finish this last bit of rounds. This will not please Krishna at all. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That will please Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, where is some hot ginger tea, please? Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Whatever you think of in your sadhana, that is what you will attain even in this life. I want to speak of the next life. Yes. Seems to be a true point. It is the auspicious consciousness. Okay, so with your permission, I will put Utkali Kavalari to rest. And if Mahaprabhu is merciful upon us, we will open it tomorrow again. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm.